This is Earth Tribe Radio, back with Alastair Coyne, and we've been talking about ley lines and energy, and we're going to continue this morning, talk, or this afternoon or evening, whenever you're listening to this, we're going to continue talking with Alastair about an organization that, and why don't you talk about Perelandra?
Perelandra is an institute that's located in Virginia on the East Coast, and it was founded by a lady called Michelle Wright. That's with a WR at the beginning of Wright. And she is still alive and working there on a daily basis. And the focus of the Perelandra is based on working with nature intelligences, in not just in the landscape and in gardening, but also in helping to bring balance to ourselves, balance to our properties, to bring healing. There's a lot of work on different kind of healing there, where you're working with nature intelligence to facilitate that. And if you have a sense that nature has an intelligence within it, then working with those intelligences is bound to be beneficial, because it gives a new set of tools and partnerships for the healing and the balancing process than we have available to us if we don't consider that option.
How do you incorporate it into your life?
Well, at the very beginning, Perelandra, the first book that was written by Michelle, maybe even before she had a piece of land, I don't remember exactly when the land came about, was a book called the first book was called Behaving as If the God in All Life Mattered, which is just a wonderful
book.
Title,
yeah.
And that's an autobiographical book.
Because her mother, incidentally, Jill, they were in an apartment. She was 13, I think, right? And her mother said, "I'll be out shortly," left her like £50 or something, and never came back.
Wow.
And she had to go through...
She had a very, very difficult childhood. She had one of those childhoods that you read about it and you just cry that somebody could have survived that. And sometimes strong spirits, you know, choose a background like that in order to help challenge them to thrive through anything. And that's what Michelle certainly did.
And that's a very important factor. Could you just say, because so many people in the healing arts and in the energy work and in you know, the conscious community that's around the planet have gone through very difficult childhoods. So could you just repeat that again, what you just said?
This is, I think, what Michelle has said about herself. It's not an observation that I've made, but I think she's made the observation that there is something beneficial. If we understand that we choose our parents and we choose where we're going to be born and live before we come into life, before the spirit merges with the unborn child inside the womb, that somebody that it knows what they're going to be doing and is going to be very strong-willed and focused on that can often choose what would be a very difficult environment to be born into, in terms of the parents, the surroundings, other people that they're involved with, and that this serves to help them understand and the challenges involved, and as they overcome those challenges, they become a much stronger person and then are able to do the work that they wanted to do.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's very clear.
That's very clear, yeah. And of course, there are a lot of people who, you know, especially when people say you choose your parents, and if people are in your childhood, people go through terrible traumas in their childhood, they often think to themselves, I think, I did not choose this. There's no way I would choose this. But what you said is a very significant thing for a lot of people, because then they go, oh, okay, so, you know, she went through it, this is her realization through it.
Right.
And I think it's helpful for a lot of people to hear that.
Right. Well, at some point, if you have a difficult upbringing, you have to be able to say you're okay with that, however it seemed at the time. You have to, I think, become at peace with that, even though it was very difficult at the time. Anyway, Michelle had one of those childhoods, and then she, through some work with dreams, the things happened in dreams that she didn't understand, and eventually she developed a communication with nature intelligences. And there's different kinds of nature intelligence. There's nature spirits, and nature spirits are localized. So in your garden and around your house and in your house, there will be nature spirits.
So those are connected to the plants that talk
those,
to you?
Those are connected to a locality. They're not universal. And then the other level or group of nature intelligences that Michelle has shown us how to work with are the devas. So the deva is a universal. So the deva of carrots would be the same whether you're in Australia or gardening in Scotland or Canada, wherever you are, they'd be it. If you're asking questions of the deva, because these intelligences are all approachable. And one of Michelle's first steps was to learn kinesiology or muscle testing. And I did that right away over a while, and it took a while for it to trust that process. But once it became straightforward, it was very easy. And the nature intelligences are available at any time and any place just by the asking to answer a question you have. So there's an enormous store of information out there that's available literally just for the asking. Mm. And in the garden, you can say, well, what's the best time to plant my carrots? So the first week of March or the first week of April? And you can get guidance as to that. And, you know, the nature intelligences are also important in that they work with the form and the development and the vitality of the plants in your garden. So when you're asking for your help, for their help, then they're also giving you an answer which will lead to, naturally, the increased vitality of the garden. And the nature intelligences apparently are very happy to work with people. They've been waiting for a long, long time for us to come to them and say, let's work together.
I so believe that.
And that's perhaps where the original use of the word co-creative came from. I see it all over the place now, but it might have developed, that word might have come from Michelle's work 20, 30 years ago when it began.
You know, we had a garden in New York, and it was in a big garden area, and we had a terrific garden that year, and we were pretty short of money, and it was going to have, they used to have big hailstorms at the time, and it was going to hail, and so I sat and I connected to the intelligence, and I said, please don't hail on this garden, we need these vegetables. It hailed all, there were big piles of hail all the way around the garden, but it never hailed into the garden.
That's interesting.
Isn't it interesting?
Can I ask you also one other thing? So, these last 2 years when I started growing my food to heal myself and connect with this that you're touching upon, so whether it's the tomatoes or the runner beans or the potatoes, I put the seeds in my mouth, under my tongue.
Interesting.
And let it absorb whatever genetic information it might need, and then I plant it and ask it to help heal me. It's been absolutely remarkable.
Wow.
It's been, and I mean, Fiona will tell you, I've just all of a sudden had such a need to surround myself with plants, and even those that are put in the back of a garden center, oh, they're dying. Oh, I'll take those, you know. I'll bring them back.
Good for you.
Oh, my golly, it is. And I talk to them every day and tell them how beautiful they are. They really are. And thank you. And then when I eat them, when I harvest, you know, I always ask, just bless them for doing this for me. So there's a whole circle.
Well, you have a wonderful relationship already in that regard then.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And Fiona came over one day and she said, oh, this plant is woken up now, you know, she could feel it. And
this was where, at your place down by the beach?
My son's place. So while I'm trying to figure out how to work with...
It's a small space, so the purpose being that you can create a conscious garden anywhere.
Yes, exactly. Now, I know about the permaculture and studied with Bill Mollison and... and he would always say you could talk about people who live in an apartment in New York City. If you have a ledge, you can grow things.
Right, that's true.
It isn't that you have to have so many acres to do it. And so my son offered me, it's in the back of the house, it's a downstairs bedroom behind the garage, and it's got a little patio there. And so I just watch the way the sun goes and how... Mm-hmm. Sea air goes. It's got a little balcony in the front, but I started saying, where do you want to grow? And every day I say, how are you doing with this today? And I even have plants. There are two plants that I have that need to be next to each other because they like to hold hands.
Okay.
No, it's so true. And if I need to shift them, because I always ask, do you need to be shifted or changed a bit? And, you know, they'll tell me. But this time, I have to move it around this way so that you two can still hold hands. And then about a week ago, I put a little plant between them because it needed a little bit more light. And so it just reached straight over the top of that plant to hold hands with the other one. So it's a whole... I've missed out on so many years of not knowing.
But isn't it wonderful this. That you know now?
Oh, yes.
So just thank you, Jim.
Well, you can certainly go on the Perlander website and find lots of
information. I can't wait.
There's books to do with gardening. And then the next thing she moved into was books to do with healing. And there's a process called the MAP process, which stands for Medical Assistance Program. And that, again, is based on sitting down or laying down quietly for approximately 40 minutes with a team that you ask to be connected with.
Of plants?
No, this is not plants. A team of the non-physical.
Okay, all right.
Including the Deva of Healing and your higher self and a couple of others. And you start the session by, you know, laying there quietly and just talking for a few minutes about what it is that's troubling you. And then you lay still for 40 minutes after that, and then so some kind of work is done. Some people feel things happening within their body. Other times you don't feel anything. So at the end of it, you say thank you and you close out the connection. And usually you'll find that something has shifted for the better.
Don't you do a lot of your own personal healing that way?
You know, I've been very lazy with MAP in the last few years. I don't think I've done any for a few years. Mm-hmm. Maybe because I'm not needing to, I'm not sure, but it's always there.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't she do all of her own personal healing through that too?
I think so, yeah. Mm. And so then later she did so much more. This is just the beginning. And then I think her next book, she's had a couple of autobiographical works in her life. It's incredibly fascinating. What was the next? Dancing in the Shadow of the Moon was her next autobiographical book, and then there was another one called The Mount Shasta Mission, or The Mount Shasta Story, which is, again, fascinating. But the autobiographical work she's been writing about things that have happened over 30 years ago, and I'm really fascinated to see if in her later years, she ever has time to write more autobiographical stuff. But most of it is to do with bringing balance and harmony. And one of her next books along those lines was the MBP program, the Microbial Balancing Program, whereby she gives you the tools not to help, you know, destroy viruses and bacteria in the body, but how to come in harmony and balance with them. And that all the tools are laid out there, and if you can use kinesiology and can ask and answer, have answers to yes-no questions, an amazing amount of help is available there at no great cost. And you probably have to buy some of her essences that she makes.
But that's a huge deal, what you just said there, though, is that you're not trying to destroy something. You're trying to balance yourself so that you're strong enough to move beyond it. And that's a whole new concept as far as healing goes, really, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a station break right now, and we'll be back with Alistair Coyne, Earth Tribe Radio.